From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. President Bush joined French President Jacques Chirac and other leaders from across Europe today to remember those who fought and died in the D-Day landing at Normandy exactly 60 years ago. The Allied operations that day marked the beginning of the end of Nazi Germany's hold on Europe. President Chirac expressed France's enduring gratitude to the U.S., while President Bush said the alliances forged during the Second World War remain necessary today. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne was with the president at Normandy and has this report.
Thousands of veterans, many who survived Nazi machine gun and cannon fire as they struggled ashore on June 6 of 1944, were in the audience today for a solemn ceremony at the American Normandy Cemetery on a high bluff above Omaha Beach. Under bright sunlight on a beautiful morning, Presidents Bush and Chirac laid a wreath at a memorial wall bearing the names of missing soldiers who were never accounted for after the battle. Then the two leaders walked a long red carpeted runway to a platform set in the midst of the 9,383 graves of Americans buried here, each marked by a clean white marble cross or Star of David. Chirac spoke first.
Mr. President of the United States, this day of remembrance begins here, at Colville-sur-Mer, in this cemetery where, for all time, America honors its sons who died so young in the name of freedom. They are now our sons also.
President Bush then spoke of the half-light of the Tuesday morning long ago as the first of 150,000 Allied forces approached the beach in their landing craft under more intense fire than they could have imagined.
They tell of the pitching deck, the whistles of shells from the battleships behind them, the white jets of water from any enemy fire around them, and then the sound of bullets hitting the steel ramp that was about to fall. One GI later said, as our boat touched sand and the ramp went down, I became a visitor to hell.
And the president told personal stories of a radio technician responsible for setting up communications on the beach, who was killed after repeated trips back into the surf to salvage equipment. Of a man from Bedford, Virginia, who before the assault passed around a picture of his newborn daughter named Danny, whom he'd yet to meet.
He told the fellas, if I could see this daughter of mine, I wouldn't mind dying. Sergeant Parker's remembered here at the Garden of the Missing. And he is remembered back home by a woman in her 60s who proudly shows a picture of her handsome, smiling young dad.
Mr. Bush, with the English Channel off in the distance to his right, looked out on D-Day veterans in attendance, some here for the first time since the war, some making yet another pilgrimage to the place that changed their lives so profoundly. All are getting on in years and mindful that this ceremony honoring their service could likely be their last time here. The president noted that generations to come will come to this cemetery to remember, that visitors will pay respects, but that these veterans come looking for a name from long ago. That is what brought 79-year-old Irving Smolens of Boston to Normandy today. He talked from the bluff overlooking the beach. He says there were 59 men on his landing craft. 37 of them were killed. 23 of their bodies never recovered.
I don't know. It's mixed emotions. I've got some guys buried in the cemetery there. Nobby Turner and Andy Roloski and... but I want to visit their graves. And but the world must always remember when these men were young, they saved the world. And it stuck with me. And I can't help it. I just break up when I think about it.
There were multiple commemorative services across the Normandy coastline today, giving nations that participated in the D-Day landing the opportunity to honor their own soldiers who joined the battle. And there was one event that included representatives from across Europe and the U.S., 17 world leaders, including, for the first time at such an event, a German leader, Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder. American veterans interviewed today said they were very pleased to see Germany represented. It's one last bit of healing, one said. Don Gagne, NPR News, traveling with the president.